25 minutes past five. Well, the leader of the economic freedom fighters, Julius Malema, has been addressing the media and talking about the way forward now that councils and their leadership are in place. They're seated, mayors have been chosen, and so on. But to get a sense going forward of some of the practicalities that the EFF will be dealing with in its relationship with the DA in places like Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, Mogale City, and Gauteng, we're joined now by Phiwaba Madokwe, who is an EFF Member of Parliament. Ms. Madokwe, welcome and thanks very much for giving us your time. As you look to the months, weeks and possibly years ahead of working in councils, metros or otherwise, where the at the moment at least the DA has the leadership positions, can you think of things that you and the DA agree upon? Some basic things that you can say, okay, well, let's at least make sure we do this, if indeed anything like that exists. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for having us here. I think when we had the press briefing this afternoon, we had actually clarified that there is no relationship between the EFF and the DA. And this is also reiterating what the leadership of the DA had been saying previously. The only thing that the EFF did as an opposition was to actually do everything possible in its power to get rid of the ruling party, which is the ANC, and make sure that it does not have access to the metros and other strategic municipalities as well. And of course, anything that has to do with service delivery, anything that has to do with servicing our people that will be proposed in any municipality, regardless of which political party proposes those, we will vote for them. And this is also going back to the fact that even in 2016, there were some proposals or some policies, if I might put it that way, that the DA municipalities and the EFF had agreed on and they were pushed and they were processed. So it will still be the same thing, that we're going to work in the opposition benches because that is where our people have put us, and we'll vote whatever is proposed in council that is going to advance the lives of our people.
I'm not sure how that works in practice, though, because in I would imagine in the days and weeks to come, let's take Joburg, for example, Mayor Mpho Palatse will say, I am prioritizing this and that, and she would presumably seek meetings with not just the EFF, but certainly with your party to say, how much can I count on your support to get this particular thing done in regard to housing or fixing potholes? What are your guidelines for dealing with that?
Like I said, our priority is that anything that has to do with service delivery will always fully support, regardless of who puts it on the table. So if the DA in Johannesburg or in Tshwane or wherever says, look, we want to fix potholes, we want to give people Offerman's Kraal water, we want to give people electricity and this and this and that, they don't even have to negotiate with us. It's a done deal that we have to, because it's something that will service our people.
But with respect, Ms. Madokwe, nothing actually happens that way. Everyone would agree, yes, people should have water. But then it comes to some of the tougher questions, like what proportion of the budget do you spend on it? If you're taking resources for that, you would be taking it away from other, from perhaps other things that also found their way either into the plan or the policy or possibly even into the budget. Will the EFF put down no guidelines as to what will guide you on that?
Of course, we will put guidelines, like, but like I said, that ours will always be that wherever the service delivery, because the reality is that we don't necessarily have the numbers to dictate and say this must happen and that must not happen. That is the reality. We are opposition, and being part of opposition means that pushing. And whether we had numbers or not, like I said, even before, even in Parliament, not just in municipalities, we have been able to actually even advance a lot of battles and been able to actually win them, even though we did not have numbers, without necessarily even putting in like specific things that we want as the EFF, but because there was agreement between the different parties that this is something that will advance the lives of our people.
Phiwaba Madokwe from the EFF sits in the National Assembly as a Member of Parliament. This is 702 Drive.